It is the fourth day of June. This, of course, the closing market report. On the phone line with us, Jackie Vakes. It's Stuart Peterson to take up the futures markets. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. And I'm encouraging everybody to also support the station. I'll tell you, with all the people I work all over the U.S., I don't think people realize what a gem they have at WILL.
Well, thank you so much. Dave and I do appreciate it. We work pretty hard, and I know you work really hard at it as well. There are some things I want to go through today as we look at what was kind of a quiet day in Chicago, but producers probably need to consider some things that will be coming up at the end of the month. Most of them will be talking about the acreage report. That's due out at the last of this month, and many are considering that, well, there might be some shifts in acreage. Can you go through some numbers that you have been figuring at this time?
Well, I certainly can, and it's probably the number one thing that we've been hearing all week is, well, you know, acreage is going to be down. So-and-so said that we'll never find 90 million acres, we'll never have this, we'll never have that. So I took and looked at what are the most likely acres that might be switched either to prevented plant or to beans, and those would be acres that are in North Dakota, Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, you know, the northern tier. Basically, between those four states at this point in time, that's 2,083,000 acres is what it is. So, you know, if you take that off of the 91.7, that takes us down to the 89. And when you take that down, that's 89.62. You take that times harvested, now you got 82.6 million harvested acres. Well, over the last three crop years, those four states have averaged 131 bushel to the acre. North Dakota, 112, which we would expect about. Minnesota, 160. Michigan, 147. And Wisconsin, 141. Now, I know that these are a lot of numbers, and guys are going, well, so where are you going with this? Well, I'll tell you where I'm going with it. Currently, we're looking at a 13.935 billion bushel crop. And the USDA is saying 165.3. And guys are saying, well, you know, that's crazy. We're probably not going to make that. Well, if we take off the production from these four states off of these 2 million acres, which comes out to 273,918,400 bushels, that takes us down to a crop of 13,661 and change. So if you actually take that and divide that by 82.62, guess what our average ends up being? 165.35. Higher than where the USDA is at right now. And so, you know, I had a lot of guys saying, you know, we're going to get a lot less acres. Well, what if the USDA comes in? You know, we talked this morning about how good those eight major states are doing that represent 68% of our corn situation. You know, you look at that. What if the USDA raises the yield to 166.3 and we get rid of these 2 million acres? That still gives us a 13.7 billion bushel crop. And, you know, to get back to this, if we take those 2 million acres out, we'd have to average 168.7 in the U.S. But, you know, when you look at what the planting rate's been and the amount of moisture we've picked up, the bottom line to this whole thing, Todd, this is where I'm going, is you've got to be prepared because there is not a single person who ever goes broke on a higher price. And I think that the key is, you can't let the fear of leaving something behind on the board, you know, cost you all your equity or your opportunity. And that's what we see so much. You know, I don't want to do this because I'm going to leave pennies back here, but we lose dollars on the other side. And so, you know, I'm a big proponent of options, and I use futures also. But at this very point in time, boy, if you haven't got something done, you better be looking at what you need to do, because to bank your entire income and your entire future for this next crop year on the idea that we're going to have less acres, yield is still the key.
So when you put that all together, are you expecting to cover how much of the crop? Just that which is not covered by crop insurance, what for corn, or do you have other ideas?
No, I have other ideas. I use more in the money options. You know, when you look at crop insurance, even at this point, you know, well, we're at 453.5. Now, we've been talking about this for a long time.
Right.
But, you know, in order to do something, I'd have to say at this point in time, you make sure that you at least have everything covered at the crop insurance level. You know, in other words, you'd have to do something that would be an in-the-money option. But the next step is take a look at December 15. December 15 today traded at 463.5 is where it closed. And, you know, guys are just plain not paying attention in some respects, because if we really do come in, and there was somebody who came out and said 15 billion bushel potential crop, if we would even come in at a 14.1 or 14.2, what might that do to next year's price? You know, and so I think that, you know, the key is, and I have people who say, oh, you know, you're just plain bearish. No, I'm not. I'm a risk manager. And when I look at this and say, what is your risk, really? And if a person's honest with themselves, it's huge, because we do have a crop that's growing, and I don't really care if we got some hail a few places or we got some heavy rains a few places. You can't make it on hope, and that's where a lot of guys are at this stage. And same thing with beans. You know, $12, I said it to you last week, I'll say it again. I still think a $12 sell is a pretty fantastic sell. I don't think you can do it in cash right now, but you could probably get close, but you need to do something.
It sounds better than 453 and a half in December corn.
It sure does. And December corn's like 2 weeks ahead of beans, you know.
Yeah.
And so we've seen what's happened on the corn side. Don't think it can't happen. And, you know, a lot of guys have been saying, Todd, well, you know, but we got, look at what we got today. We got a big crop progress report. We got this. We didn't go down very much. Nothing. These guys are waiting to see what that end of the month report is going to say. And if you haven't taken care of yourself, and if you're not totally prepared before that end of the month report comes in, you could find yourself in a world of hurt and not sleeping at night. And it's just not worth that. You know, manage your risk. That's the name of the game.
How unusual do you suppose it would be for WASD to change ending yield in the upcoming report for June? That would be very odd, I would think, but do you suppose they might do it?
You mean for new crop for 2014-15? No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at odd at all. They wouldn't change acreage, but they
could change
yield. Oh, yeah, it wouldn't be odd at all, especially when you look at where the eight states are. You know, and so that is a great possibility. That's the thing I'm concerned about more than anything, because if we come in and okay, you know, if they pump it a half bushel or a bushel, I still think, you know, it won't get too bearish, but oh my goodness, if they would come in here and say, our models say with the way that these states are doing, we're probably going to pump it this much, it could really be a difficult situation all the way around. I mean, it comes down to being prepared. That's really what it comes down to. And like I said, nobody goes broke on higher prices. So, you know, you've got to make sure that you've got yourself in a good position to protect the downside.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time with us today, and we do appreciate all the work you do for us here at the radio station.
Oh, thank you, Todd, and good luck with the fundraising. I hope everything goes well.
It is, and it will continue to do so. Jackie Vakes, of course, is with Stuart Peterson, joins us here on the closing market report on this Wednesday afternoon. It is the fourth day of June. If you have not dialed in yet, please do so at 217-244-9455. Listening online, then just simply go to willag.org if you're not already there, and hit that red donate button at the top of the page.